I usually do a lot more reviewing, but in Proverbs chapter 26, there's 28 verses, and there weren't too many of them that I wanted to leave out, so I might just start right into chapter 26 of Proverbs tonight, okay? And since I'm old and have terrible eyes, I got these. So I can't see you unless I go like this, but I can't see the book unless I go like this, okay? Because I don't have real glasses with bifocals. All right, so we're in Proverbs chapter 26. The first two verses I'm going to look at are 4 and 5. Listen closely as I read. 4 and 5. Okay. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him yourself. Okay, so verse 4 says, answer not a fool. But then listen to verse 5. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. Say, Mr. Gregg, the Bible just told us to do two different things in back-to-back verses. What's that all about? Answer not a fool or answer a fool? Well, the way I understand it, the way I've been taught and through reading and studying and asking God to help me understand so I could teach you all, I think verse 4 is more like the general rule, and verse 5 is like the exception. You know how rules sometimes have exceptions. By the way, here are our rules. Feel free to follow them. Okay? I won't read them all. You can all read, but especially pay attention to number 3 right now during the lesson. All right? So the Bible says answer the fool in verse 4, but don't answer the fool in verse 5. I think the general rule is verse 4, don't answer a fool. And by answer, that means, you know, don't, if you see somebody saying something foolish and you just jump right in to try to, you know, to try to rebuke them or tell them that they're wrong. But then in verse 5, it says answer the fool. Okay? I think it depends on the situation. I think you have to ask God for wisdom in these circumstances. If somebody's just blabbering on about something that's really not important, like what their favorite color is or who's the best NASCAR driver or who's the best baseball player, you probably don't need to get into that, jump into that and answer that person, okay? But if they're, and also you have to consider if nobody rebukes this person, is it going to cause damage to them or is it going to cause damage to somebody else, cause harm or you know, danger? I think that gives you a little bit of a guideline on when you should answer a fool, okay? So if somebody says, hey, it's fun to play with matches at church, that's when you step in and say, no, buddy, it's not fun to play with matches at church. You probably shouldn't even have matches at church, okay? And you guys probably don't even know what matches are because they don't even hardly exist anymore, But the rule is don't answer a fool if they're just spouting off and blabbering on about something insignificant. Don't jump into that conversation. They're just gonna drag you down. Okay, you're gonna say no, this is the right way, and they're gonna say no, this is the right way, and it's just gonna be a mess. But if they're asserting something to be true that you know is completely false, and that has potential for danger for them or someone else, I think that's when you step in and say no, that's not true, Mister, that's not true. Okay, so that's my interpretation of chapter or verse 4 and verse 5. When to answer a fool and when not to answer a fool. Now this next one I'm going to do is verse 11. And I debated even doing this one because it's a little gross. You guys like gross?
Yeah.
All the boys probably like gross. And also I debated talking about this one because I don't have a dog. So I don't really know much about dog behavior. But evidently some dogs can do some pretty gross stuff. Let's just leave it at that. Quiet down. I'm going to read what the Bible says in verse 11. Here's what the Bible says. Like a dog that returns to his own vomit, so is a fool who repeats his folly. Okay? So you don't want to be a fool and repeat doing the same mistakes over and over again. And the Bible compares that to like a dog that goes back to his vomit. Yuck. Okay? And then further in the New Testament, since I turned to it, in the New Testament, Peter kind of refers to this proverb here in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 22. Here's what the Bible says. What the true proverb says has happened to them. The dog returns to its own vomit, and the sow, that's a pig, after washing herself, returns to wallow in the mire. You guys know about pigs that are on farms? Are they the cleanest animals in the world?
No.
No, they're pretty much the dirtiest animals in the world. Okay? So the Bible's comparing foolishness and doing the same foolish thing over and over and over. The Bible's comparing that to like a dog that would go back to his, I'm not even going to say it again. Or like the pig who got clean and then goes right back in the mud and rolls around in the mud and gets all dirty again. Okay, that's how foolish a fool is being when they keep repeating the same foolish actions, the same foolish mistakes. Okay, and as I mentioned, the New Testament mentions this proverb in 2 Peter chapter 2. Okay, so you don't want to be making the same mistakes. Okay, you ever hear anybody that's an old guy like me say, learn from your mistakes. Learn from your mistakes. Okay, and we should. And even old guys like me can learn from our mistakes. Okay, I make mistakes all the time. And if I'm paying attention, I should try to learn from that. Okay, there's a couch right there, dum-dum. Don't hit your toe on it. Okay, stuff like that. Yeah, and it hurts. Learn from your mistakes. Well, we should all do that. So that's what the Bible's talking about there in verse 11. Okay, now these next four verses we're going to talk about are 13, 14, 15, and 16. They kind of got a theme to them. And they're dealing with our old pal, the sluggard. The sluggard. The sluggard. Winston, you know what a sluggard is? What is it? A lazy person. Excellent, Winston. Excellent. The sluggard is a lazy person. Okay? The lazy person who doesn't like to do the job, doesn't like to do what they're supposed to do, doesn't like to do anything. Well, here's what the Bible says in these four verses. The sluggard says, there's a lion in the road. There's a lion in the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. Verse 15, the sluggard buries his hand in the dish. It wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. I've had that one before in my lessons. And then 16, the sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. Okay, the sluggard's got some characteristics here. He says, there's a lion in the road. There's a lion in the streets. But that's not true. He's inventing some false danger out there just so he can say, oh, I can't work today. There's a lion in the road. There's a lion out there. Is there a lion really out there? No. But he's just saying that because he wants to invent some kind of false danger that will, you know, allow him to stay home and not do his work. Okay? Then the sluggard buries his hand in the dish and it wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. Think about a big bag of chips. This is what I said last time. Say you got a big bag of Grippos. Anybody like Grippos? Grippos potato chips. I like barbecue. Say you got a big bag and you're a sluggard. You put your hand down there in the bag, you grab some chips, and you're so lazy, you won't even take your hand out of the bag to put it in your mouth. Isn't that silly? How lazy is that? You're so lazy you can't even feed yourself. That's pretty lazy. Okay, and then lastly, the slugger is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. I think what the Bible's teaching us here is sluggards are not only lazy, they also think they're correct in everything they think and everything they do or don't do. Okay? So that's silly to be a sluggard. We don't want to be lazy like the sluggard. Okay? And we don't want to be like the pig who goes back to the mud after they get cleaned up. Okay? And we want to have wisdom and ask God for wisdom and whether we should answer a fool who's just babbling on, don't answer that fool, or answer a fool who's making assertions or making statements that are false that could be harmful to themselves or others. Okay, moving on. Now we're going to talk about careless use of words. Anybody struggle with that problem? Careless use of words? Okay, thank you for your honesty. All right? Careless use of words. Sometimes it's smart to be quiet. Don't say anything at all. Okay? Okay? You don't always have to interject your thoughts into the situation. Okay? And Brother Isaac's talked about this too. Remember when he talks about pouring gasoline on a fire? If you see people that are, you know, fighting and arguing and yelling and screaming and you come in there like, ah, I'm going to yell and scream too. It's going to make it worse. You're just like pouring gasoline on a fire. You don't want to do that. All right, so let's see what the Bible says. All right, verse 17 through 21 are having to do with careless use of words. Okay, listen to this one. Whoever meddles in a quarrel not their own is like one who takes a passing dog by the ears. Okay, you see somebody fighting and somebody arguing. Do you want to join in on that and get in on that? And start yelling and screaming and making everything worse? No, no. That's silly. You got to know when to hold your peace. You got to go in and keep your peace. Okay? Listen to this one. This has to do with practical jokes. Now, I'm a silly guy, and I do practical jokes once in a while, but you don't want to go too far. Here's what this one says, 18 and 19. Like a madman who throws arrows and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and then says, I was only joking. Did you ever say something really mean or do something really mean? And you and you didn't really think you were going to make the person mad, but you ended up making them really mad. And then you say, I was only joking. Well, maybe you shouldn't have said that thing or done that thing in the first place. Okay? And we struggle with this, all right? Because we like to poke and tease, especially if you got a brother who's littler than you and you like to punch him in the head when he's not looking and you go, ah! But really, really, that's going to end up with more problems, okay? That's going to end up with more problems, okay? I understand you do it with your brother or something, but it would be really silly if you did that to a person you didn't hardly know, okay? But what I'm saying here, boys and girls, come on, listen. What I'm saying here is ask God to give you wisdom in these circumstances, okay? Don't play a practical joke that's going to cause, make someone really sad or make someone really injured, okay? You don't want to do that. And you say, oh, I was only joking. That's foolish. Okay, listen to this one. For lack of wood, the fire goes out. And where there is no whisperer, quarreling ceases. What does that mean? Okay? If the wood runs out, the fire is going to go out, right? Well, here's what it says about quarreling and arguing. If there's no more yimmer-yammering, no more talking, then the argument stops, okay? Okay, so don't add your yimmer-yammering voice to an argument that's already happening, okay? For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisper, quarreling ceases, okay? Did you ever say something under your breath? Somebody says something that makes you mad, and you say, I'm going to get you, like you. And they say, what? What did you say? What? Okay? Zip it, okay? Keep your mouth shut to avoid these kind of confrontations, to avoid these kind of problems which lead to consequences. Somebody might want to drop the gloves and start hammering on you. You don't want that. You don't want to get a fight going. All right, this one was one of our memory verses. This is 21. Listen up. This is more about comparing it to like a fire, like throwing gasoline on the fire. As charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling and strife. Okay? If all you want to do is start stuff and say silly things or spread gossip or use mean words, that's just going to snowball into a big old fat problem for you and other people. You don't want to be like that, okay? You don't want to be known as the person who starts stuff, okay? Try to be the peacemaker. Try to be the person who keeps things calm and keeps the confrontations down, okay? Listen to this. Now, you guys know what gossip is, right? That's when you start talking about people maybe behind their back or saying things that ain't true or saying things that aren't necessary to be said, telling other people's business. Stop that stuff. But here's what it says. The Bible says, the words of a whisperer or a gossiper are like delicious morsels. They go down in the inner parts of the body. Here's what the Bible's saying. The Bible says, yes, I get it. Sometimes gossip seems so fun. You want to join in. You want to participate. Yeah, did you see what Bob did over there? Yeah, what did Susan do over there? You want to get in all that stuff. And sometimes you're like, yes, I can't wait to hear all this juicy gossip. But don't. It's going to lead to problems for you and Bob and Susie. Everybody's going to get mad and there might be a fight about it, okay? The Bible knows that's a temptation, so be on your guard about that. Okay, so don't be careless with your words. Don't be careless with your words. Ask God for wisdom. Okay, now, these next few verses are 23 to 27. They have to do with deception, lying or deceiving or tricking people, okay? Like the glazed covering of an earthen vessel are fervent lips with an evil heart. Like the glazed covering an earthen vessel are fervent lips with an evil heart. This has to do with hiding how you really are, not maybe you or maybe somebody else. Somebody may use nice words or somebody may use fake sincerity or faking being genuine to try to come across as a nice person, but inside they may be rotten. They may be wanting to do you harm. They may be deceiving you, okay? So you have to be aware there's some people who may be like that, and you got to try to discern, ask God for wisdom, kind of try to understand, is this person really being nice? Are they genuinely and sincerely nice, or are they just hiding some bad intentions that they're going to unleash later on? Okay, and I hate to bring these kind of concepts up to you guys because you're so young. You don't have a lot of worldly experience, okay? And I don't want you to just go around putting your guard up and never being friends with anybody, but just keep in mind there may be people who might seem like they're nice who aren't, okay? Keep that in mind. Now, getting back to lying and deception. Whoever hates others disguises himself with his lips and harbors deceit in their heart, okay? getting back to that same concept. Somebody talks nice to you, says nice things to you, but they may not be a nice person. They may be trying to take advantage of you somehow. Okay? Now, I don't want you to think that about everybody. And I don't want you to think the whole world's terrible and nobody's ever going to be nice to you. Nobody's ever going to love you and treat you nice. Here in this building, everybody's going to love you and treat you nice. The grown-ups will, at least. I'll give you that guarantee. All right? But you got to be on the lookout. There's some people who are going to be rotten. And they're going to act nice. But they're really going to be rotten. You got to be wary of that. Okay. When he speaks graciously, believe him not, for there are abominations in his heart. Verse 26. Though his hatred can be covered up with deception, his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. That means, eventually, even people that you end up taking advantage of you, and you were nice to them, and you thought they were nice to you, but they ended up being rotten, it's all going to come out eventually, and you're going to find out who they are, eventually, okay? You're eventually going to find out. It might cost you some heartache, some time wasted, you know, a relationship lost, but they're going to show their true colors. Okay, and then the Bible finally says in verse 27, whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and a stone will come back on him who starts it rolling. Okay, people are going to get what they have coming eventually. Okay, if they treat people like that all the time, they're going to suffer for it as well. All right, so we zoom through there, zoom through about 15, 20 verses there. Thank you for your attention. Just want to recap. Don't be like that pig that gets cleaned up and goes back to the dirt. Don't be like the sluggard who's so lazy you can't even take his hand out of the Grippo's bag to put the chips in his mouth, okay? Don't be careless and mean with your words, okay? Starting quarrels or throwing gasoline on a fire. And don't lie and deceive, okay? And be wary of those who may lie and deceive, okay? Ask God to give you wisdom to understand if somebody's really being nice to you or if they're just fake being nice to you, okay? All right? And don't forget Sunday school, 9:30 a.m., all right? Thank you for coming. We love you. We want you to hear the gospel message. We want you to hear about Jesus and how he died on the cross and paid for your sins. He was buried and then he rose again. We're getting ready to celebrate that special holiday coming up called Easter. That's what that's all about. That's all about Christ's resurrection from the grave. And if you put your faith and trust in Jesus and believe he died on the cross and paid for your sins, you will go to heaven, okay? And then you spend the rest of your days serving him. Not only is he your savior, he saves you from the penalty of your sins, but he's your Lord. That means he's your boss. He gets to tell you what to do. And you read it in the Bible and find out what he wants you to do. Maybe you'll be a pastor. Maybe you'll be a Sunday school teacher. Maybe you'll be a person who drives a van and picks people up and brings them to church. Maybe you'll be a missionary who goes to a foreign country and teaches people about Jesus in their country, in their language. Okay, but God will have a job for you. All right? Thank you for your attention. We'll have a quick word of prayer and then we'll be dismissed. Okay? Heavenly Father, thank you for this lesson we've learned tonight from Proverbs. Help these boys and girls to listen and understand. Give them wisdom so that they can apply these lessons in their lives and in their hearts. Please forgive us of our sins. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.